For starters, tell us a little bit about the need that you see for this bill.
Let's go to the VA statistics. The last ones they came out with were for 2016. The veteran suicide rate for that, according to the VA and that statistics, was Iowa veteran suicide rate is at 30.2% compared to the national average of that same age group was 18.8. So we're almost double the average suicide rate for veterans here in the state of Iowa compared to nationally. I can use Richard Miles as an example. He was a veteran who died at Waterworks Park, froze to death. His employer and his significant other at the time, because they weren't married, they called from here in Iowa all the way to the West Coast, Sacramento, and back trying to find him. He was found frozen to death at Waterworks Park. They know about this. They've been up here advocating for it. They believe that this might have been something that they would have liked to have had as one last chance to try to help Richard at that time.
Yeah, they were at the Senate subcommittee, yes. I believe, and they have a young daughter too now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So clearly it's something that, you know, one, is an actual matter of life and death, mm-hmm. and two, is just, you know, like has been said, is just one more tool in the toolbox, sort of.
It's one more tool, but it's also kind of the last resort that if the veteran is truly in distress, and the language of the bill says that this veteran has a demonstrated history of being at risk with PTSD, physical issues, that the family or friends can reach out and ask for law enforcement's assistance to find that veteran. This gives those people that extra insurance policy that, hey, maybe we could do one last thing to find this veteran at risk that they didn't have before.
And you served yourself.
I served in the Marine Corps. I served 90 through 94. I spent 3.5 months in Mogadishu, Somalia for Operation Restore Hope.
Yeah. So what we've heard now from the subcommittee is that maybe there's a way that the Department of Homeland Security would be able to use something they already have in place, but it didn't sound like they wanted to use that, you know, individually for veterans at risk.
I did hear that. We'll see how it goes in committee and then also in front of the full House and full Senate. I know we're still going to keep pushing for the legal side of it. That way we actually can have something tangible to take to the governor to say, hey, we are being supportive of our veterans. We are concerned about our veterans. I met with Governor Reynolds last week and brought her up to speed on it. She was very encouraging of it. She was very happy that we were moving this forward in both the chambers.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of downfalls of the legislation.
I'm not seeing any.
Right, yeah. I mean, like Representative Jenry said, if it would save one veteran, and you mentioned, we haven't talked about Wisconsin yet,
right.
I don't think, but like you said, Wisconsin passed similar legislation.
Yeah, Wisconsin passed what's called the Corey Adams Searchlight Act, which is the Green Alert Bill. And since Wisconsin passed that in April of last year, they've issued the Green Alert 4 times. And it's been successful in finding that veteran alive 3 of those 4 times. So that's a 75% success rate. It's hard to argue with those kind of results.
Michael, thank you very much for your service and for what you're doing.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.